Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Joining us for the next few minutes of the program, we're going to be talking with Pastor Matt Harrison. He's the 13th president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. He also serves as assistant pastor at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. 1 year ago yesterday, he was elected the new president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're going to get some of his thoughts on 1 year out, the duties, the responsibilities, the challenges, the surprises, and his service in the church at both the pastoral level and at the presidential level. Pastor Matt Harrison is a regular guest. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you, as always.
What has been the biggest surprise in the last year for you?
Well, that is quite a question. There have been so many interesting things. I think I'm overwhelmed by a couple of things. One is just the number of people that express their well wishes and remind me and tell me they're praying for me and for my family and for the Missouri Synod. That is just overwhelming. The daily invitations to come preach for anniversaries and just great run-of-the-mill, salt-of-the-earth folks out there all over the place. And I think sort of connected with that, a personal surprise is that people somehow expect me not to be Matt, you know? So,
what do you mean by that?
Well, it's kind of funny. People ask, well, you know, well, what should we call you if they haven't met me before? What should we call you? And I said, well, I like to say, well, my mother calls me Matt. In other words, I'm the same person I've always been. And it's really been, it's an interesting phenomenon. I think people love the Missouri Synod so much, and they want it to do so well. It's really important for me. I know I'm a wretched sinner. It's important for me to hold up this office and do the best I can by the grace of God, but in doing it, to remain Matt Harrison.
In that vein, recently you accepted a call to serve as assistant pastor to Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, with Pastor Kevin Golden, who's the senior pastor there. Why was that important for you?
Well, I'm a historian, and that's my sort of avocation, my wannabe job, I guess. And I really have studied a lot of the Missouri Synod history and church fathers, translated a lot of it. House of My Fathers is an example of that. And I realized that about 50 years ago, all the presidents of the Missouri Synod were either pastors of congregations up until the 1890s, senior pastors, or associate pastors or pulpit assistants up until about 1960. And I just thought that that fundamental connection to an altar font and pulpit, to a group of local people who call you pastor, a group of people you preach to, I think without that kind of connection to the office, it's just awfully easy to get very, very separated from what really matters in the church's life. And to get everything backwards, to think that, you know, the answers to our problems are in a headquarters and instead of in the studies and pulpits and at the fonts and in the local congregation where people are working and doing what needs to be done every day in the lives of the saints.
It may be falsely attributed to you, but I think I heard someone closely associated with Village Lutheran Church in Ladue quote you saying something about presidents, pastors, and bedpans, Matt? What did you say? What did you mean?
Well, I went to visit a member of Ledoux in the hospital, and quite an elderly woman, a wonderful saint. I mean, just, and she said, you know, right away, I've been praying for you. It's so wonderful to meet you. And then she went on and said, oh, by the way, I'm on the bedpan right now. And just at that moment, all the mountain of nonsense that you deal with as a church bureaucrat and all these necessary things that have to be taken care of, from budgets to everything else, came down to a very real person with real needs who loved Jesus, loved her church, and for me to be there to comfort her and with the blessed gospel to pray with her. And then she left this life later on. I just think the further away any of us are from real people and ministering to real people, that we are that to the very great detriment of the church.
What would you say among the many challenges that would naturally face a president of a denomination in any circumstance? You have inherited the presidency of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, a time of financial crisis, a time of restructuring. A lot of things are going on. What's been the biggest challenge, Matt?
Well, I think I often talked about it using this metaphor. For much of this first year, I felt like I was in the batting box with a automatic pitching machine shooting about 100 pitches a minute at me. And I was swinging wildly, hitting the odd pitch, and getting beaned by plenty of them. And so it's been a large part of this year has been reactive. It's been dealing with issues that have been put on our plate, the restructuring put on our plate by the convention, and reducing the headcount by about 50 or 60 in the building, trying to get a hold really on the budget crisis. And I'm very happy that we have ended this year in a very good position and made tremendous headway, which I'm extremely thankful for, and thankful to a whole group of people, to try to figure out how we should go forward and under what sort of biblical themes we should attack the future as a church. All those things have been extremely significant and challenging. It's never easy letting people go, but the Lord blesses under crosses and difficulties, and he's blessing mightily now.
With about a minute before we take our first break here, Matt, what's been the biggest joy for you?
Oh my goodness. I think one goal I've had is to do no harm. I think it's all too easy for a national headquarters to kind of stir things up and become a distraction for the church from its real work, and we've really tried to do no harm, and that has been a great blessing. And to me, it's kind of surprising that we haven't had much controversy at all. I love going to work every day. I'm so thankful, and for the time the Lord has me in this position, he'll use me as he wills to his ends and his glory, even me, wretched sinner that I am. And that is an unbelievable joy and blessing. And every day I get to meet the most wonderful folks from all over the world, deal with terribly difficult situations, but I see faith and hope and love everywhere, and it's an amazing sight to have that view of the Missouri Synod and the broader Lutheran Church. That's an amazing thing.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Why confessional Lutheranism in the 21st century, and what Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, sees as encouraging signs for confessional Lutheranism in the U.S. and in the world. More with Pastor Matt Harrison live this Thursday afternoon after this. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And The Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Independent and in the black for 3 years and running. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the Premier Worship Conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, July the 14th. Pastor Matt Harrison is our guest. He's the 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, assistant pastor of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, sharing some of his thoughts 1 year out from his election at the 64th regular convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod 1 year ago today. In a few minutes after we conclude our conversation live with Matt, we'll play his acceptance speech, hear what he had to say then and now. Matt, I'm wondering, you've talked often about this before and after your election, about the hope that you have for confessional Lutheran theology, confessional Lutheranism, not only here but worldwide. What is it?
This is the moment for us. We have all the tools in front of us. We have an unbelievable plethora of connections worldwide. We have the Missouri Synod has these fabulous seminaries that have provided teachers for institutions all over the world. Theological seminaries that are in fellowship with us and those that aren't. I have met these individuals teaching overseas. It's time for a reinvigoration, a push, a use of that tremendous capacity we have to give what we do best to the world. That is, we teach theology and clarity of law and gospel, fidelity to the scriptures, clarity on what the Lutheran confessions are and what they require of us as Lutherans, clarity on what worship is in the midst of a world awash with all kinds of nonsense. It's the moment, and it is upon us. We just pulled together for the first time both seminaries and LLL and Lutheran Ministries and some key players to have a conference on a strategy for world Lutheranism, and just identifying all the contacts we have all over the world. It's enormous, and the opportunity is there for us to do in spades what we've done in the past.
With only about a minute here, you also in this last year met rather informally, I think it was out on the West Coast, with the leaders of some smaller Lutheran, confessional Lutheran church bodies in the U.S., the Wisconsin Lutheran, Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, I believe, and another. How did that go, Matt, with about a minute before we have to let you go?
It was very moving. You know, these small bodies, Moltsted and Schrader from the ELS and Wells, respectively, getting to know them was a delightful pleasure. Here are men who are, with their church bodies, committed to the same inerrancy that we are and the same Lutheran confession. So it's an honor wherever you meet people like that. And what I was moved by was, even though the relationship with the Wisconsin Synod died 50 years ago, fellowship ended 50 years ago, still the kind of emotion and intensity felt by those folks in that church for the Missouri Synod and the desire for finding each other in the future was just overwhelming. I don't know, it may take us another 50 years to find each other, but we should be talking to them. The door to the ELCA is closed, and it's time for us to move forward.
Pastor Matt Harrison is the 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and assistant pastor of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. Matt, you are very generous with your time. We continue to pray for you in the difficult work that lies ahead for you and for everybody over there in leadership and for the whole Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Thanks for everything you do, Todd. Keep smiling, and may the Lord continue to bless everything. Take care.
Thank you. Well, that's Matt today, remembering, reminiscing, thinking about the future, and there's still a lot of future ahead. After 1 year of being given the mantle of leadership in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, a struggling confessional Lutheran church body, here was the same man, Pastor Matt Harrison, moments, less than a minute after his election, at the 64th Regular Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It was July 13th, 2010, the first words and the first thoughts out of his mouth having been elected to that position. For old time's sake, let's listen to Pastor Matt Harrison, then president-elect of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one rejoices, all rejoice together. Right now, there are many rejoicing and there are many suffering. Luther says when you're walking along and you strike your little toe on a chair or a table leg, what happens is the whole body bends over, the face grimaces and grabs that little toe. There's no use saying, "It's just a little toe," because the whole body suffers. This, I realize, is a tumultuous change in the life of our Synod. I wish to thank President Kieschnick for his heart for evangelism and his deep desire to move this Synod forward. Many are suffering, and it will be very challenging times to work together. I wish to inform you that you have kept your perfect record of electing sinners as presidents of the Missouri Synod. I guarantee you, I will sin and fail. I will fall short. I will sin against you. I wish also to say that right now I forgive all who in any way have sinned against me or anybody else, and plead your forgiveness for anything that I said or did that offended you. I beg of you your prayers. I beg of you your daily prayers and intercession. These are challenging times. I promise you that I will be as straight with you as I possibly can, to the best of my ability, guided by the Spirit of God. I pledge to you that I will not coerce you. I will do my best, by the word of Christ, to lead with the generous gospel of Jesus Christ, which forgives us all of our sins and motivates us to love and care for our neighbor in mercy and compassion. And I will work as hard as I possibly can for unity around the clear and compelling Word of God and nothing else. I wish to just introduce my dear wife to you, Kathy. Please, Kathy, would you stand? I'm so impressed by you at this convention, how you've borne with one another, been patient, asked for forgiveness. This is the greatest privilege and honor of one's life, to stand before this body in this fashion. I could never imagine it. And I pray the Lord will bless you in the days to come to work for unity and love and compassion, that the gospel of Christ may go forth from all of us in every single place, everywhere around the world, that many may know, many, many more may know the gospel of Jesus for eternal life. The Lord be with you.
Well, Pastor Matt Harrison will be one of the speakers at the Premier Worship Conference of 2011. It's called Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's going to be held July the 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska. You can have more information on this great worship conference. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Look for Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. That's July the 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska. Our website address, issuesetc.org. Look for Sing His Praise, His Love Declare on the Listen on Demand page. There's never been a time when the church has not been faced with challenges, a multitude of challenges. It can come in the form of too little money or too few people, or the opportunities seem to be closed in front of us. Persecution, hardship, displacement from your home, finding yourself in an altogether new place. But nothing about the message of the church, nothing about the church itself really ever changes. The hardships do change. There are times that are easier, times that are more difficult. There are times when God gives us the leaders we deserve, and there are times when He very graciously gives us the leaders we don't deserve. But Christ remains the Lord of His church, and His word remains unchanging regardless of the challenges, the times, the culture, the place, you name it. Christ has made this church and the salvation of this world through the message this church preaches of His cross, of His perfect life, of His righteousness, of His sacrifice, of His resurrection. Christ has made that His mission, His own personal mission that He is determined to carry out, that He has planned, that He has purposed, that He is destined by His divine will, that He will, as He has promised, be with us to the very end of the age. He is with us in His word. He is with us in His sacraments. He is with us every time His cross is preached, every time a sinner repents, every time a baby is baptized, every time a sinner receives His body and blood at His table, every time the word of forgiveness rooted in the blood of His cross is proclaimed to sinners like you and me. It's His mission. It's His church. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.